Hi, I'm Justin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Austin.
Hey guys, have you seen Pixels?
Talking about the ones floating across the arcade screen.
Nope, I mean the Adam Sandler movie.
Oh, I should have known.
He's in this? Not that I've seen this, but he's like a main character in this?
Oh, yes. This is an Adam Sandler vehicle.
Is he the Pixels?
And we're heading to the arcade.
Do we get like a cool Andross Sandler?
What do you know about Pixels?
I know.
What do you know about what we do here on the podcast, Justin? Why don't you tell us?
I don't know anything about what
Yeah, we always get Sandler, so he doesn't have to do anything. He never has to guess.
We show each other movies, and the person who has not seen the movie gives us an elevator pitch on what they think the movie is about, based on what they know. Mostly, that's just the title.
So, what year did this come out? We'll give Josh that.
I don't know.
2004?
2014.
2014. 10 more, yeah.
Yeah. This is Pixels. We're in the summer of Sandler.
Uh-huh.
And Justin's taking us to the arcade.
No, I don't think he's taking us to the arcade.
Justin, I don't know. So
they're...
I know more about this than you do.
I can't give anything away.
I've never seen this.
But I've seen a breakdown of it because it was so ridiculous when it came out.
Okay, well then, Josh, someone that has no...
I know very little. I've seen, like, the posters with the giant, weird Pac-Man thing that does not look like Pac. Looks like what a boardroom businessman would think Pac would be if he came to life.
Remember the Sandler boardroom? We've talked about this. It's just yes men.
But is this
all the Sandler.
Is this a happy... Did Sandler make this, or is he in it?
That's a question for you guys. What do you think?
I don't know.
This doesn't seem like a Sandler.
I'm saying he made it.
Last time you guessed it blended was...
We guessed it was not, and it turned out to be.
This doesn't seem like a
I'm saying this is a ham Happy Madison. I'm guessing it is.
You guess it is?
I guess it's not.
Okay.
All right.
Is it a period piece?
No.
Questions we always ask, Josh.
No, it's not.
Where does it take place?
New York City.
Okay.
So what is
World? Well, yeah, it might be like the world, right?
What's the point of the movie?
I think what it is like... Like, the Pixels come to life and/or they're aliens and they, like, invade Earth. It's like Judgment
Day. A reverse Tron.
It's like Independence Day, but with
big Oh, you've never seen things. Tron.
No, I've not seen Tron.
Neither of you have seen Tron.
I've seen
not
Tron.
Seen the Daft Punk Tron or the original Tron.
There's a new one coming out.
There's a new one.
Tron Ares.
I won't have seen that when it comes out.
We'll make a whole list out of
them.
No,
they're Tron. Let's do Tron.
Tron Timber. Guess which
you don't
one
have to fit it into.
Guess which one that is.
Yeah, it's the video games come if in the military is like, oh my god.
The only one who can solve this is
yes, the only one that can solve
John Pixels
is Adam Sandler
as John
who,
Pixels,
like the Minecraft movie used to be
spoilers.
A tiny spoiler used to be good at video games back in the day.
Oh, okay.
And they have to bring in as, like, the world champion of Pac-Man.
He's the consultant.
To beat the video games that have came. Because, you know, government business people don't know how to beat Pac-Man or how Pac-Man works at all.
Now, are Sandler you a fan does. Of Futurama?
I've seen quite a bit of it.
There's a classic episode from, like, season 1 through 3 where the...
This happens. Episode.
Uh-huh. The main, the big grotesque bad guys who are always watching human TV and stuff.
Sure.
Omicron Percy I-8.
Yeah.
They, I think they come down and they mimic old human video games.
Okay, so that's, it's not Simpsons did it, it's Futurama.
It's a, if your guess is right.
Okay. That's my guess, though.
Yeah, I think...
I know that there's big, weird pixel Pac-Man, which sounds like an invasion movie.
Sure, a space invasion
which
movie.
Which would be lame as fuck.
I
don't want to see what 2014 comedy people thought action. The games were. I don't want to see fucking a Galaxian ship and like all... Like,
oh, you're going to see so many.
I don't want to see like a knockoff Mario because they couldn't get Mario.
What's the little guy?
It's just the arcade version.
Q-Bert? Are we going to see a Q-Bert?
Yes, we're going to see a Q-Bert. We're going to see everything games. They can afford, which
so
is like
this
Pac-Man,
is the Mario
Q-Bert.
Movie that's everything else.
This will not be as good as the Mario Brothers movie.
Oh.
Not the new one, the old one.
Oh, okay.
This might be better than the new one.
Might be better than the old one. No, this is not going to be better.
No,
than
this
the
is not
going to
be better than the old
no,
one.
No, you're right. That one was fantastic, as weird as it was.
It was very weird.
Yeah, this is going to be weird, but not in the good way.
It's live
knowing
action?
What you know, Austin. Like,
oh, yeah.
Live out. Yes, it's going to be live.
What do you think?
No,
Austin?
There might be a scene where Sandler gets put into the video.
Digitized?
Game. That would be cool.
Yeah. What I think it is, I think he's right. I think it's some sort of invasion movie from just the poster alone. It's like. It is. 96 minutes, thank God.
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay.
We're stepping back in the
yeah.
the shallower end.
So we're going to like get right into it then.
Yeah.
The pixels are going to be there like right away.
Okay. Flashback? Go, the bingo card? Do you think we're going to have some flashbacks?
Yeah, of course. He's got a flashback to his years as a gamer.
Is he rich? Predictions here.
He will
we're
be by the
play
end
bingo
of the
beforehand.
If you want to no, we're he, letting the people know what's on the bingo card. If you want to follow
be,
along,
he won all the tournaments, and but he spent all his money, and now he's a bum.
He's a bum.
Does he have a super hot wife or girlfriend?
No,
though?
Because he has to fall. He has to have sudden romance.
Yeah,
sudden romance.
He's gonna fall in love with like an FBI with girl
the,
or something.
Yeah, a military
oh,
person.
Yeah.
Like there's
not
gonna
a
be
video
a
game.
There's gonna be a female
well,
video
maybe
game.
Maybe he falls in love with Q-Bert. Or Miss Pac-Man.
There's got to be two video gamers, so he's going to
oh, Miss Pac-Man, I love you so much. Kissy, 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 kissy.
Wow. Oh, this is going to be... The more I'm thinking about this, the more I'm upset.
Do you think Sandler's a gamer?
In real life?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Like a like retro gamer, or do you think he's
no,
keeps up?
No, I think
up?
He plays modern. He has kids. Yeah, I would
oh,
say.
Okay.
I would say he keeps up.
Okay. Do you think they'll reference new games, or is this like a movie for his kids to be like, these are the games I grew up with?
They're going to reference new games in that if he has kids, if any kids are going to show a modern video game from 2014 only to compare it to like retro video games.
Okay. Because we saw
maybe his... that's how they beat the retro video games. They bring the modern, they bring the Halo Master Chiefs to life.
They can afford that, yeah, after the spectacular TV show Master Chief went through.
Oh god, there's no world in which this is good, right?
No, not at all.
How do the video games come to life? I don't care. How do they beat games? It's going to be cringy. Like,
yeah.
Who
we'll
does
see.
Sandler play in this invasion movie? I don't...
Maybe this will be your
no
favorite
answer.
Sandler movie.
That's a low bar.
Is it exciting to think about, though, to have a new favorite Sandler movie?
I think that this is funny bad. That it could be.
What was the
But
movie
I respect The Wedding Singer too much.
We were watching where his kids were playing video games. And
both of them.
Both of them were playing, and it was on the single screen, and it was just like guns and knives.
Oh, it was like
the
a, it was like a Doom first person.
But it was like
yeah,
Beach
yeah,
Zombies
yeah.
or something.
I think that was Spanglish.
Yeah.
I
that
sure.
was all the way back?
Yeah,
I thought it was Jack and Jill, but okay.
I believe that was Spanglish.
So... Not much really I want to see from this. Like, best possible scenario.
Yeah, what do you want to see? What video game do you want to see in this movie? None of them.
We know Pac-Man.
I want to see some real deep dives. I want to see some, like, Eye of the Beholder, Pool of Radiance, some old, like, AD&D
All this
games.
Shit costs money. Like, they're not going to have money for fucking any... That's the worst.
It's
like,
Sandler.
What if
only
they
does
only,
promote,
what if they
though?
Only can afford Pac-Man?
It's just Pac-Man.
It's Pac-Man and the Pac-Man. Ghosts. Yeah.
And then we get all these scenes from above. What did you say, like New York?
Yeah,
and it's like
New
Pac-Man
York.
Going.
It's gotta be New York.
Do we get an above shot of Pac-Man
yes.
going down street?
Absolutely. Yeah. Abso-fucking-lutely.
What about Donkey Kong?
Because
Donkey Kong seems like
I think they have enough money for two popular licenses.
Okay, Pac-Man.
One of them Pac-Man. Yeah. And the other one might be like Gallagher or Qbert.
You think those two are popular enough to cost money?
I think
days?
They're cheaper than Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
It's possible, yeah.
I think that they're going to go for quantity over quality here.
Ooh, all the old video games. Okay.
Like Joust. Like.
People running around on giant ostriches with jousting lances. Yeah. Have you ever seen the commercials for Joust? Like the original 80s ones?
No.
They're wild. Look them up, people. They're on YouTube. It's like a giant bird knight crashes through the wall, and it's like, play Joust! And then that's it.
Well, they can't show the graphics, because video games looked like shit back
then. And then it showed the whole thing bouncing around. You had to make really crazy ads, yeah.
Remember all the, like, magazine ads for video where it's just like, this isn't your grandma's video game, and it's just
during,
a picture
like, the gross
of your
years.
Like, looking confused. It's like a little screenshot in the corner of the page.
Mm-hmm. Or the early PlayStation ads that were, like, art pieces, and it was, like, a baby, and then its eyes dripped out, formed a controller, and it was
like, this is your brain on Joust. Yeah.
They're, like, mini horror films. Mm-hmm. Ideally, Sandler is a background character that people make fun of.
When has that ever happened?
In some movie he's not the star of.
But he's never that background.
Mixnuts.
Oh. Sure.
I don't remember.
The Christmas one where it's a call center and everybody hates him, even his coworkers.
The animated one was the Christmas one to me.
Oh no, that was the Hanukkah one.
Oh, was that the Hanukkah
one? This is the one with Steve Martin, where they work at the call center.
I'm getting further away every time you say something.
You're saying very early on in the list.
Okay,
very
that
early.
Why I don't remember it though.
Yeah.
Probably best left there.
Left
where
in
I
the
don't
past.
Remember it.
Yep.
Before Happy Madison was even a thing.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's really early. Okay.
Probably before Happy Gilmore. Like
Might
one of those early movies.
It was very early. It was like right after Airheads.
Yeah.
I don't remember that either.
That's the three rock stars that broke into the radio station because they were
they
switching to adult contemporary.
Station.
And they had their demo disc and they're like, play. It was Adam Sandler. Brendan Fraser, the Encino Man himself.
Okay.
Previous episodes.
I remember that.
And Buscemi? As like the skinnier rock star?
So.
Everybody was in it, though.
How many Sandlots do you think we're going to get in this movie if Adam Sandler is the...
A lot.
...the video game
I think it's a lot of them.
Do you think he's
going
to have a lot of friends that aren't gamers?
Them. Are we going to get Sandson? Sandlerson?
Oh, yeah, Sandlerson? He was in last movie.
Yeah.
Sandler daughter.
Is he going to be doing dad mode, or is he done with that?
Oh, I think it's going to be dad mode. Got no Hotel Transylvania yet. Yeah,
I don't know if
mode.
This is going to be one where he's a dad.
Is it dad mode?
I think he's going to be a dad because there's video games in it, right?
Yeah.
He's got to have kids. So
you
got
to pass along the torch.
We have to see how
generation.
Old he is, right?
This was my controller back in the video game wars.
And then the kid scoffs and like keeps playing PlayStation.
This is USB-A, you fucking... geriatric.
They make a joke about a floppy disk.
Like, uh-huh. Back in my day, we could fit all of our games on one floppy disk.
God, I don't want to see this. I don't want to see... We're going like, you don't know what real games are like.
Is that what it is? Pac-Man. Is it just a boomer movie of like, your games help you too much and they should point the way. Back in my day, we had a red square and a green square and you had to figure out how to save the princess.
Yeah, Sandler's games were harder because they didn't have save points. Like, the internet to tell... Ooh, how to beat the game.
Oh, I bet that's a line he literally says. We couldn't look up how to beat it on the internet on our YouTube tutorial.
We had to
tutorial.
Call the Nintendo hotline.
And it cost us $3 for the first minute and 85 cents every
minute. Yeah, it's
going to
be a lot of that.
Oh, wow.
You're gonna have a military guy going like, my God, and they point.
Who's an unlikely military guy?
You think it's going to be a Sandlot?
Sandlot.
Yeah, who would you say? Like a big...
I don't know any of the fucking Sandlots. Okay. Not Drew Barrymore.
No, I don't think we're going to get any of the women in this one.
No, this is a guy. This is a guy movie.
This is a sand bro movie. Get your fucking jock straps out. It's summer and we're going to the arcade.
I want
to
see...
be someone from that's not a Sandlot member.
Oh, we have to have our big name.
Yeah, who's the celebrity guest star?
Who's a big video game? John McCormick?
It can't be
nobody
Shaq.
Back then. No, I'm saying like the guy who made
Well, if it
Doom.
Is Shaq, he's a Sandlot.
And I know, that's what I'm saying. It no long, if Shaq right. is in another Sandlot movie, he no longer
he
counts as a
counts
celebrity
as
guest.
I know.
He is now a Sandlot.
John McCormick is my guess, the creator of Doom.
Okay.
Or like a guy.
Oh, you think we're gonna get a real video game person?
Yeah,
this movie?
Yeah. Like the
but
guy.
You're not gonna
who,
be able to tell who it is.
Like the guy who has the high score in Pac-Man, or
he's
something.
Gonna be the scientist guy.
Yeah, real low key.
Yeah.
So
I hope we get an arcade scene where because they couldn't afford video, isn't this we get cabinets with like video game versions of past Sandler movies.
Ooh.
I want to see like a Zohan cabinet.
Oh, I don't.
Like,
I want to see that as the credits, an 8-bit like platformer of all the previous Sandler movies.
That would be a side scroll and beat 'em up, right?
Punch Drunk Love would
be
a beat 'em
up. That would be every Sandler. You're right, it's a side scrolling beat 'em up.
I think Little Nicky could be a rhythm based game.
Okay.
Happy Gilmore would be a golfing game.
Yeah, a golfing sim.
Sure, okay.
Billy Madison would be like a Bully. That Rockstar game. Mm. I've always thought about playing Bully. It looks kind of cool.
I still hear it's good to this day.
I know.
Bully was fun.
I like the Rockstar spin-off games. I don't really care too much for Grand Theft Autos.
Wait till you pay $100 for 5.
You mean 6?
6, whatever.
Yeah,
I don't
six.
Know what it's at. That's how much I pay attention.
But like L.A. Noir, I love that one.
L.A. Noir was cool.
And I don't know, Watch Dogs kind of feels like one of them.
I don't think Watch Dogs is.
It's not officially, but I feel like it kind of is, because it's the same type of gameplay.
Okay.
yeah. I mean, nobody else was doing it, so. It's definitely not a Grand Theft Auto, but you can commit Grand Theft Auto with your cell phone in that game. Like, yeah, hijack cars.
You could do a lot of things with your cell phone in that game.
Oh, Rampage will be in this movie. We're going to get a Rampage. Right?
There's another Rampage
We're gonna get a
movie,
big
though.
There is a
That's
Rampage
after this,
movie.
Though. That's Vin Diesel.
That's a Rock.
That's a Rock.
Or the Rock, sorry.
Not Vin Diesel.
Sorry.
You're getting your big, burly head confused.
Sorry. The
Wait
movies
till
I watch,
you
become the same movie.
Our Expendables guy. All you'll see is muscles for days.
Yeah.
We're gonna watch a movie where there's
probably,
nay a muscle to be seen.
Probably zero muscles.
Yeah.
What if Sandler takes his shirt off and he's jacked?
He might be. He plays a lot of basketball.
He's gonna take his shirt off. He's
Sports
gonna have
scene?
A video game tattoo.
Ooh, okay, like a hot Miss Pac-Man.
Something like that. Yeah, on his shoulder, like Popeye or whatever.
Yeah,
he's gonna like pull up his sleeve, and we're gonna get a Miss Pac-Man reference.
All right. We're going to get to it. We're going to watch Pixels from 2014, one that personally I've been dreading watching since.
I've been really excited for
2014. And it may be Josh's new favorite movie.
No.
When we come back.
We'll see.
Here on Have You Seen. Having just played Pixels.
We got through Pixels.
We got all the way through. We beat the final boss.
Didn't speedrun it.
Nope. We didn't use any
cheat codes.
No.
But now that I know there's real life cheat codes.
Shut up. Yeah, the government's going to vivisect Peter Dinklage and be like, how did you do it? How did you do it? This is a weird one. Josh, you almost got it exactly right.
I was pretty on point.
You
with
got
that
it
pitch.
Pretty much.
Yeah. This is aliens that have... It's the classic thing of aliens intercepting our tech, misconstruing it for...
Is this the classic thing?
It comes up a lot in sci-fi.
Like sending a I'd say it's a troll
or whatever.
It's a troll. Sending
a signal or a what is it? Time capsule.
Well, it's not even that. Like that's
makes
this
the
one.
Aliens attack
but
you.
Also just our TV signals going out and that being misconstrued for like real life on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a thing. I'd say since like the Twilight Zone. Probably.
Seems like a really shaky premise.
Aliens misinterpreting and
yeah.
And then also get mad enough to want to just attack us.
I guess they
took it as a threat.
Yeah, they were like, oh, this is battle footage?
From a planet like a bazillion years away that can't solidify.
Yeah, you have faster than light travel. And you can't, you don't have subtlety or nuance.
You can't tell that this small capsule full of videos is like
we're doomed
a thing.
If
yeah.
this is what aliens are really like. yeah. We had the moments of, that's not what video games were like when I was a kid. He does go full gobbity-goobity.
There's no patterns.
Do we have funny animals? I don't think that was on the
video. Do you count the pixels?
Josh counts Q-Bert, and he's our bingo master, so.
I'd say, yeah, because Q-Bert pissed himself.
Yeah, there was pixel
we also
piss.
Had
no,
the
but
dog,
Q-Bert can talk.
The dog from Duck Hunt.
Animals, funny animals can't talk?
And turns into
turns
into Lady Lisa.
Yeah?
And becomes Josh Gad's trophy wife, who later gives birth to
little baby Q-Berts.
Little baby Q-Berts?
Yeah. So, what do you think happened between when Adam Sandler was a second place fucking world loser champion?
First place loser.
And now. How did Kevin James become President Donut while Adam Sandler started working for the Geek Squad or the Nerd Crew,
the nerd
or whatever?
Crew.
How?
Yeah, there was
he
no.
Works at like Best Buy.
They
or
didn't
something.
Explain it all. They just said, shut up. This is the state of the world.
There was. This was so jarring. There wasn't even a cut to black.
There wasn't.
This went from kids to them at fucking Applebee's or something.
Well, like they were the comparing. It was the same conversation.
Yeah,
it was to show that they hadn't changed.
I want to fade to black, though. I can't hard cut 25 years to the future. And
even though they have changed, because one of them,
yeah,
is the president of the United States.
Easier to believe now than when this
and
movie came out.
Still hangs out with Sandler.
Yeah,
and still hangs out. With
easier
Sandler.
To believe now than when this came out.
Yeah,
a lot
sure.
of yeah.
Sure.
Still hangs out at, like, Applebee's. They're just sitting
we've already got
drinking.
President Hamburger. This
is
President Donut.
What's President Hamburger from?
That's what I think of Trump.
Oh, yeah. Because the whole spread he had when the football team won or whatever. Okay, yeah. Much rather President Donut.
yeah.
He saved the world at least once.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wonder what this guy's run to office was like. He's married to Jacqueline from Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah.
Who was in, like, 30 Rock 30. And just
bunch
very funny. She doesn't get more than, like, a single line in this movie. Sandler.
She barely talks.
Gets a lot of lines.
Sandler gets a lot of lines.
He talks a lot, yes.
He's an unmarried loser.
He's a nerd.
Who's a loser. And has never had
why,
anything
why is
good
he
happen to.
I
don't
him.
Know.
Because he plays video. He
played
he
video games.
Play
I have a certain set of skills, Josh.
He's
if you invade the world, I'll use them. They involve a joystick and a button.
They involve being able to aim a gun better than military trained.
Yeah, trained Marines that look like they're out of, like, Aliens.
He's immediately dislikable with how he acts in this first scene as an adult.
He's the whole movie!
Where he's, like, negging this girl and, like, tries to kiss her.
Yeah.
She's at her
lowest. She's at her most vulnerable.
That's charming because he's Sandler, though.
And, yeah, he's a loser. So if he can bring her down to his level, he's got a chance, man. And she's already crying in her closet that's almost bigger than our bedroom.
Do they have, like, any actual exchange? Besides him saving the world.
No, she like, just thinks he's hot now because he's...
She thought he was hot right away.
Like between,
it was, I'm not saying in real life. It was written in the script. You
between
really
crying
it.
In the closet and
yeah.
him saving the world for like the centipede thing?
Yes.
I think they talk like once.
They have that whole romantic...
They have banter.
Will they, won't yeah. they, on the way to work...
There's the,
oh, the
there's
car
her
thing.
Sexily buckling him in the car.
Right. Oh my god, right. When she leans over to buckle him in, and he's almost like, whoa, what do you gabba-dee-goo in there?
I thought we were going to get a fall joke where, like, the buff military guy
buckles in Kevin James. That'd be a joke, which this movie's lacking. He's forgotten most of the things he learned from Andy Samberg. You can tell. No more is the rule of threes happening.
No more.
No more. No more is there witty dialogue between characters and Sandler. There's Sandler doing his, like, spew of nonsense, and then you have some good actors that are making me laugh a little bit.
Yeah. Peter Dinklage did laugh. Pretty funny.
I won't say you can't ruin Peter Dinklage, because Jack and Jill ruined fucking Pacino for me. Sure. He debased himself so far in that movie. But Dinklage is holding it together. Josh Gad is fine.
Sure.
Like, is he... What's he up to? Has he been acting? I never followed his career.
He's in all sorts of stuff now.
Is he? Okay.
I think he was in the new Mary Poppins.
Oh, I forgot that exists. There was a new Mary Poppins. Isn't there like two new Mary Poppins?
Huh. I think so.
We watched the original on the podcast. Yeah. But Josh, have you seen the new ones?
No.
Neither have I.
I didn't even know there were new
ones. They'll slip under the radar.
Seems like a weird
movie. Oh, he's to in bring Frozen back. 2.
He's
Frozen the, also or Frozen 2?
Yes,
he's in,
both.
He's in both of them.
Because he's the igloo.
Yes. He's Olaf.
The snowman, yes. Yeah. All right, so he's doing fine.
Mm-hmm.
When you're Olaf.
When you're Olaf, you're sitting doing pretty. Yeah. Do you know how many licensed toys have his voice come out of them being sold at, like, Disney World?
He's also been in 3 different Angry Birds movies.
Hold on.
That's all 3 of them.
Wait.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
There are
3. Oh, sorry, the third one doesn't come out till 2020.
That's something we should do.
No.
I should put that on my...
Because I was going to say, this movie is very pretty. It was based off a YouTube short.
I was surprised how good this looks.
But in saying that, it really reminds me of the Emoji Movie.
Sure. Oh, so.
For how good it looks. And that whole movie was cubes and pixels.
Uh-huh.
Like round edge cubes and bright lights and like colorful, CGI through the app.
And this movie was about getting pixelated.
Exactly.
There were pixels in real life.
So, the aliens are beings made of light that also have a spaceship.
Mm-hmm.
That can also turn things into light.
It almost seems unconscious. Like, anything they touch turns to cubes and then vaporizes.
I think they're like light beings, and they just, like, construct bodies for themselves as they need.
Sure.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah. It would have been nice to see them in their true form, like just a gaseous light thing talking.
Maybe we did.
Or some kind of message.
The most was Donkey Kong, and they kill him. So I'm pretty sure when they say they made a treaty at the end, he's lying.
He's lying.
So he saves face to the American people. This whole movie is about how President Donut's approval rating has gone up 300%.
Since this started.
Yeah, that's before he saved the world.
Because they were really bad at the beginning of the movie.
Who?
President Donut's approval ratings.
When the
Everybody was
first
like
attack.
Yelling at him.
Oh, before the aliens even.
Yeah, before the aliens.
Why do you think that is?
Because he's President Donut.
Yeah, but what's
he
doing?
Can't big words.
They were yelling about...
This is when we held a president to a standard.
Yeah, they were yelling about something that
What's
he
doing, though, I wonder?
He was reading to kids.
Oh, he can't read.
That's right.
Yeah, he can't read.
Oh,
he can't
so
read.
He... We are a President Donut. Like, he's almost as... Yeah, okay. You gotta imagine President Donut's policies aren't too good if Sandler's whispering in his ear.
It's, let's just say, I think most of President Donut's policies come from his cabinet. I don't think he does a whole lot of the decision-making.
I think his cabinet is full of M&Ms. Because it's President Donut. Oh, gobbledy, President Donut. I think the official language of the country should be Spanglish.
I'm a little surprised that with that President Donut name that Sam didn't... Like a House of Pancakes line.
Yeah.
For like the House and the Senate.
You're right. Well, that's a little smart there, Josh. He's dressed like himself, once again in this.
President Donut or Sandler?
Sandler. Yeah. And I think he's like becoming a little self-aware, maybe even a touch like upset that people get on him about how he dresses. Because he has lines in the movie of people getting on him about how he's dressed.
Not only that, but we witnessed it like last year at the Academy Awards. He walked out after a bit where Conan O'Brien made fun of him because he's how he's dressed.
Yeah.
He looked like the summer version of The Longest Yard. He was wearing orange, all head to shorts.
What is his work uniform?
It looked like a prison garb.
It did.
I appreciate it because it had his name.
Oh.
His name was Sam. Brenner?
Sam Brenner.
Sam Brenner.
Why wasn't it called Sam Brenner then, the movie?
Because it's about pixels.
Because it's about the pixels.
Not really about pixels.
No, it's about pixels.
I guess pixels is what they're calling the aliens.
Pixels is...
That's what they do. That's
they say they're turning things into pixels, but these are voxels,
They're
boys.
Also made of pixels.
3D cubes are voxels.
Oh, okay.
But the government doesn't know that.
They need...
I think they do.
They need
someone in the government.
The government doesn't want
someone
you to
in the
know
government. They don't want us to know that. Just like how JFK shot first.
Yeah,
that was a joke they made.
That was a joke. Josh Gad's
like a conspiracy nut.
Yeah,
when
he kind of drops that really quick though.
Yeah, they don't do much with it.
He keeps constantly bringing it up every once in a while. Like he'll make a joke about how he believes there's a pyramid in the Hoover Dam.
Yeah, that. Oh, their training montage when they come in and train the Marines how to play video games?
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter, because then it's, like, real guns, and they're still better than the Marines.
And then it's driving.
Yeah, and
for
these
Pac-Man.
Are,
which is also a video game, as you know.
Yeah.
All those retro driving games. It doesn't even mention Pole Position.
It doesn't even
or Outrun.
Like, yeah. It doesn't even make sense in the logic of the game, like, of the
video game, the
movie. They break their own logic is what makes the movie so awkward. Because they're like, we brought these guys in because they're so good at memorizing the patterns from these old games that nobody else knows. But then they do things like play as the ghosts in Pac-Man when that's not something that you can do.
And they enter cheat codes.
And they enter cheat codes
in real life. I don't...
He wrote it on his
And they
his
never
conscience.
Talk about it. Like, they talk about it, but they're not like, how did you...
How did you do that, bro?
Did you input like it with the steering
wheel? Can you do it again? I want to see you do
or
it.
Or was it by the aliens? Did you know? The humans lose their first two lives in... One's at, like, a military base?
Yeah, it's Ghana.
Galaga
ships destroy
the second
base.
One's in India.
Or Guam.
It's Pong.
It's the Taj Mahal.
Yeah.
Gets destroyed. And he's like, oh, maybe it's better. We only have six world wonders.
And then it's a park in London, and that's where Adam Sandler takes over. And
he's better than everyone. Sean Bean's there and doesn't die right away.
He doesn't die.
But then he's not in the rest of the movie.
That's because he was like the
British military.
The British counselor military guy, not the American one. So he was only there for the scene they were in Britain.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, big name, only a small part. Then they do Pac-Man. Which is
they
in
decide
New York.
To get Peter Dinklage.
Sure, because he's the best. He's the world champion.
He's the guy who beat Adam Sandler in the beginning of the movie.
By cheating, we find out.
Well, because Donkey Kong, it's about patterns in
infamous
the beginning.
Infamous for cheat codes.
But then later...
Once you get in the higher levels...
It breaks the patterns.
There's
and
no pattern.
You gotta... Yeah,
I
you
don't know what
it.
Voice Peter Dinklage is doing in this.
We... Like, Joe Dirt.
Is
I don't get it. Yeah, he's, like, doing his American accent is what he's doing.
But I've heard him do an American accent.
Maybe not before this. This was his testing ground. Sandler... I'll be in your movie if you let me do my accent. Yeah, it's like Joe Dirt and a little Tom Petty, and I don't know what he's going
I want to fuck Serena Williams and Martha Stewart.
Yeah, that happens. Wish fulfillment, the movie. I mean, there's not really much to say. Everything you think is going to happen happens. Thank God there's not too many B scenes. Where we're in, like, boardrooms discussing
Yeah, there's
things.
Not a B-plot. Really.
There's no B-plot whatsoever.
Yeah. It's just the movie.
Right. He is...
There's so, the... I guess you could say the B-plot is the romance.
I was gonna say the quote-unquote romance.
That's like half a scene.
The romance... The whole thing behind it is she's hot.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be mean to her until she falls for me.
I don't think that's why she fell for him. I think she fell for him because he's literally saving the world.
He wrote the script,
too. Yeah,
They had the one scene where he's shooting the centipedes and she's, like, looking at him like...
Yeah, mm-hmm. I can't believe how hot he is.
Look at him saving the world.
Oh, maybe I would kiss him in the closet instead of the guy on the yacht 100 times. And you're like, what? You keep making these references to bad Sandler jokes. And she's like, well, yeah, that's what you do. You yes and. And he's like, what? Stop it. I say something funny. And then later, you look pretty.
And then Kevin James comes in.
Yeah,
and
falls down. Yeah, and farts a hot dog. And then eats it. I do not understand how he's president. Like, what his progression was through life.
Yeah.
Was he a lawyer? Like, was he a businessman?
He could be anything, man. He could have been a reality TV star.
Did he fall on the last president and put his pants on?
Highlandered him?
He clawsed him.
Yeah.
He president clawsed him.
President clawsed him.
The quickening, yeah. He accidentally...
Have you?
No, I haven't.
He accidentally beheaded the last president. It's a fantastic movie. Better than this.
Sure, yeah.
Better soundtrack,
too. Not a fair comparison.
No? They're both movies.
They are both movies, yes. What they are both ways you can spend your time.
I would almost bet money that there's an arcade in Highlander because it takes place in like a neo noir city.
Okay. But only arcaders.
That's anyone playing a game, or are you like world champion arcaders?
How many degrees from Adam Sandler is Highlander?
Oh, that's a fun one.
Sean Bean?
Adam Sandler's had everyone in his movies. Sean Bean's not a Highlander.
He's the closest I could think of.
Oh, I was trying to find a Christopher Lambert connection, but yeah, I don't know. Sean Bean's the closest because what? He was in Game of Thrones and held a sword?
Uh-huh.
With Peter Dinklage? Why isn't Dinklage closer?
Dinklage didn't hold a sword, he had a crossbow.
He had a sword in several scenes. Have you seen any Game of Thrones, Josh?
A couple episodes.
Okay. Yeah, super, super fun in the beginning, and then totally petered off, because they went ahead of the source material.
Yeah, once they got ahead of the source material, it kind of...
That's what I've heard.
Mm-hmm. They started that new show, right?
They did.
I haven't heard
of House of Dragons, whatever.
Okay. That and the Lord of the Rings ones were coming out at the same time, and it's like, oh, I don't know.
And the Wheel of Time.
Prequel like, fantasy them, I can do on TV.
All of them came out.
Like prestige
now Wheel of
TV.
Time's canceled.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I heard it was actually getting good after the first season. That's too bad. Because it had a lot more to go.
It did have a lot more to go.
Like 12 books? 18 more books? Something like that?
Sandler also deviated from the source material.
How so?
Threw a hammer at Donkey Kong and killed.
Yeah, but I guess as long as you don't use
that
a cheat code.
That doesn't count as cheating, though.
No.
Okay.
Because he could
He didn't use a cheat code.
Like, as long as you can physically
do it. He didn't
go
up, down, left, right, left.
On what? His joystick?
I don't know,
steering
man.
His joystick?
Maybe that's the turns that he made.
Yeah. Then the start is the gas pedal and the brake is the select. What about the shifter?
The shifting.
Left and right?
Yeah, like, sure.
Wait. In the stick.
If the code was on his glasses, how did he read it?
He put them down a little bit.
It was like super tiny.
They were etched into it, too.
Etched into it, yeah.
His aviators from the 80s.
Couldn't they have just said he remembered the code?
That's far-fetched.
He's also been in prison.
For financial stuff, I think.
Yeah, for the last 8 years.
probably evading taxes, since he doesn't want to pay taxes so badly.
That's the whole thing. He's like, I want a card that when I go to the
That
store,
would have been funny. He, like, wins the video tournament and he doesn't pay taxes on the money one, so he got put in jail for being, like, the world champion.
Yeah.
He wants a lot of ridiculous
Her
stuff.
Son is a really weird character.
Yeah, he falls in love with Adam Sandler before she does.
Yeah.
He also falls in love with Q-Bert in a really weird way.
Yeah.
Where he, like, when Q-Bert gets squished by a Donkey Kong barrel, he's like,
And we have established already the
Cuber. It's like what Josh Gad reacted to Lady Lisa getting taken away.
Yeah, he's like
the same reaction.
I've imagined you every day, every star I wished on, every coin fountain I fucking threw a quarter in.
Every time I've met,
yeah, that chaos magic. Every time I orgasmed, yeah. I wanted Lady Lisa to come to life, and he's like, I did it, and they're like. They fall for it.
Also, Lady Lisa's, like, fully real.
Yeah, a real lady.
Not pixels for some...
Well, they if you zoomed in...
Okay.
They just hype... They smallered them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Like real games. They're still real pixels. Games.
They're still pixels. It's just...
They're smaller.
Smaller. They're better pixels.
Yeah, they're better pixels.
Very small pixels.
Okay.
Thank God they didn't come in, like, the early 2000s during the edgy days of video games. Like... Resident Evil and Manhunt
Duke Nukem.
Call of Duty and
we got Duke Nukem in there.
That'd be kind of fun.
A little surprised we didn't get a Duke Nukem. We got Max Headroom.
Then you have to license all the video or movie quotes that Duke Nukem says.
Sure.
Which we covered a lot of on the show. Max Headroom, not a video game.
Nope. There's a lot of not video games. They get Madonna and Hall and Oates.
Because they're taking our old MTV footage.
Not only can they only manifest light into subjects and have light trap, like fast light travel, they can only communicate with us through TV shows.
Yeah, because they're beings of light energy, I guess.
So they're taking old MTV broadcasts and they're doing this thing where...
They cut clips together.
They don't even do that. They literally change what they're saying.
Yeah, it's literally changing.
Okay.
There was no scene where Madonna said, I want to take over the world. Beat me at a video game contest.
I feel like it would have been funnier if they cut a bunch of
the Madonna Wars of 84.
I'm pretty sure there wasn't a lot. Like, Tattoo never talked about, like...
The apocalypse! The apocalypse! Yeah. Do you know who Tattoo is?
Not off the top of my head.
He's that little guy from Love... Boat? Or, no, Fantasy Island.
Fantasy Island.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
By the way, there's a horror remake of that could be on this.
We both watched that together
theaters. I know.
And but I give someone that, like, hasn't. I give that, like, 2 out of 10 stars. That was bad.
I know.
They made a PG-13.
Yeah.
They ruined it, and it was way too long. Yeah, I forget that exists until someone brings it up all the time. I wish there was a Love Boat remake. I watched an episode not a horror one. I don't need that. But I watched an episode recently. My first episode of Love Boat. Yeah. We might be doing an Amazeballs on it.
Liked it.
Pretty good. Yeah. Definitely had
went
some...
Went on for a while,
like,
didn't it?
Old TV staples. Yeah, 45 minutes. It was a long episode. Each one is. And on TV, they must have been an hour long with commercials.
Oh, well, yeah, for sure. It probably ran for a couple seasons too.
Quite a few, yeah. Miss Krabappel was on this episode.
Mm.
And the tiny blonde dude who played the devil in Phantom of the Paradise.
Oh, really?
He was on the episode. Everybody got laid. Yeah. It was a good one.
Well, isn't that? I assume
the
that's
love
what
boat.
The Love Boat is about, right?
Everybody, I mean, it was network TV, so they really had to disguise it in interesting ways, but yeah, everybody's getting laid. I mean, it's weird. We'll get to it.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like I'll pick like an episode or two. I watched a great episode of Baywatch recently, too. It was called Shark Derby. Yeah. It felt like a Baywatch Nights episode.
Okay.
Those early Baywatch, you're like, oh man, there should be a spinoff where these darker episodes can live. And werewolves can come. And then the gods smiled and made Baywatch Nights. Check out those previous episodes on Amazeballs. Sandler, you are the best human being to ever live. It's like... it's like humans evolved. Like, the X-Men are you, Sandler. You should just shave your head and sit in a big floaty yellow chair.
There are a surprise number of scenes where people just walk up to Sandler and say he's cool.
Yeah.
That's the scene I couldn't believe was real from, like, a month or two ago, where they're sitting around the table with the president in real life, and they're like, thank you, President. Did you see this clip?
No.
Oh, it is dystopian. Like, they go around the table and everyone's just like, thank you for dealing with our country's crises as good as you are. Oh, you're God. The best thing that's ever happened to us.
Oh, no.
And, like, it's like our real-life president's taken a cue from Sandler and just surrounding himself with these Sandlot. Not too many of the Sandlot.
There was a couple, but not Nick a whole Schwartzen lot. Nick
Schwartzen shows up for, like, a half a second.
Yeah. No Shaq.
No Shaq. He's not a Sandlot yet. Yeah,
because they needed a bunch of buff dudes.
Yeah, which I didn't recognize as wrestlers or football players. Mm. I thought some of them might have come back, because we had some in The Longest Yard.
We did.
The football players.
We did.
And didn't Triple H come back? Oh, we had Waterboy, we had wrestlers and football players.
Waterboy had the Big Show.
Yeah. I feel like somebody came back recently, too, in a Sandler movie, one of the wrestlers, but maybe not.
Not that I can remember.
Our big is the developer of Pac-Man.
Yes.
Iwatani, yeah.
Yeah, Iwatani. And it's kind of a touching scene, I gotta say.
Whenever he tries to reason with Pac-Man.
My good golden boy, you're bigger! How did you get so big? And he's just like,
I did not you're a you bad boy! I made you to make... bring happiness and joy to the people across the world.
I loved it. And then
he only loses his hand.
How did he stop the pixelation? They
cut off his arm.
Oh. And that, like, when he got his hand back, he didn't. Like, he's the only one
who didn't. It's like being zombified. He just cut it off before it gets to
the pixel. It sure didn't get his hand back.
Yeah. I'm just saying they cut it off and then it didn't.
That's why the pixeling stopped. So, like, the one part
that they cut off, the rest gets pixelated back and then it just falls off.
Oh, crap. Oh, no. Yeah, that was actually touching when he's like, my good golden boy, they've brainwashed you. the effects are fantastic. Like,
they're okay for the time, for sure.
Oh, they look fantastic. Like, there's light scattering on the real world from these cubes.
More budget than I would have ever thought.
For a Happy Madison?
For a Happy Madison. For sure. Effects.
What is the budget for this movie?
And how much did it make, Justin? You know,
let me look that up. Since I don't have that stuff in my head.
Speaking of everyone gets laid, everyone does this movie
too. Everybody's getting laid! Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. So, yeah, it's a Rodney Dangerfield movie. Yeah. I fucking wish. Yeah,
what's the song they keep singing in this one?
There's a lot of them. There's a lot of hits. It's like Needle Drop City from the 80s, which isn't a bad thing. There's not as many as Blended. Blended had, I think, 7 to 8 needle drops in that one scene.
That was
alone.
A joke, though.
I know, but it compounded, and how much did it cost?
The budget for this movie was $88 million.
It's all those pixels.
Wow.
Holy shit.
And we went to London. We went to India.
We didn't go to India. Gross worldwide, $240 million.
That is gross, you're right.
Made money.
This was like a bad Independence Day.
We might get a Pixels 2.
We might get a Pixels 2.
Video games
for the international markets, because it did not do well here.
Oh, no. It's because it looks pretty, and it's like an action comedy, and those do amazing.
People overseas don't know Sandler?
They do now. They sure do. I bet he's bigger overseas than he is here. He
I has would to imagine. Be.
Like, the international money he brings in on
it. Oh, yeah, we've seen the Japanese posters for, like, Little Nicky
and stuff. Yeah. He's been a hit over there forever. And I bet he's big in France, because they love bad comedy. Josh, would you recommend Pixels?
I would say, let's Silent Hill, normal cliff metaphor here for only Sandler.
Oh, Silent Hill it?
Yeah, or a parallel cliff where only Sandler movies live.
Oh, okay.
I would say that Pixels is Waterline. I think we have fish.
For Sandler movies.
We have
for
a Waterline Sandler movie, which is Pixels.
Okay.
Which is still a not recommended.
Yeah.
None of its movies are on top of the cliff yet. Princess Bride is like in the air somewhere. Or not Princess Bride. I'm singing Princess Bride. What?
Oh, the air raid siren starts and, like, gobbledygoo head pyramid
comes
out. Yeah,
you have Sandler doing the air raid siren.
Wabadadoo.
Wedding Singer is up there, but not on the cliff. Not anywhere near the cliff.
Okay. I think it had some good parts. Like,
it was better than I thought.
There were some funny lines from the other actors that were okay.
It was certainly more entertaining to watch than the last.
Oh, Blended was awful.
Wow. Blended was not fun to watch.
No. I didn't like the shoehorned romance. I didn't feel like that was necessary at all in this. And it was very shoehorned.
I did feel like a lot of scenes in this, Josh Gad was just yelling nonsense, though.
And then
like,
he was singing.
Just, he was just saying words.
Like, they let him go. Yeah. They let him rant.
His script was completely blank.
Best part.
They just had him ad-lib the whole time.
It was like a government document. It's all blacked out and rescinded. Can we talk about Robot Head?
The movie didn't, so I don't see why we should.
The last time we get to the Q Tech Lab, there's just a dude with like
no, he was
every
there the
time.
First time.
A cyber
he
brain.
Was there the first time too,
and not a cyber
Josh,
brain.
Josh Gad meets him and he goes, "He's a robot." At the,
it's
like the first time we go
the back
there.
Of his
and
head
they
don't
is
talk
extended.
About it.
Extended,
mm-hmm.
yeah, like 13
like
inches.
It's like a cone head, but not going up.
Full
going
of glass. Back. We're meant to believe our government has super secret tech.
Uh-huh.
And
but
that's not even questioned.
That's why they
guns.
Have light cannons.
But our soldiers can't shoot guns. Only Adam Sandler can aim where Adam Sandler says aim.
Maybe it's because the light cannons...
It's the patterns. It's
we
the
can try and figure it out.
...are really, like, just janky.
Yeah.
That's why the
why is he good at them, though?
Because patterns.
It, like, offsets...
The soldiers don't know where the centipede's
gonna be. I don't think there's any tool in real life that the worse it is, the worse you are, they make you a good combo.
Bad plus
bad. No, no. Hey, guys, I got this really shitty hammer. It's kind of loose, but that's okay because I'm a bad carpenter.
Yeah. Bad plus bad equals good. I learned that. Two negatives
make
a positive.
That's why we need to get you into Sandler rehab. This is no longer just a list. This is a cry for help. Justin, you can't stop.
No, I can't.
Can't stop,
not,
won't stop.
Not until we get through.
Do you
the
recommend
whole list?
This?
No.
What was your first experience with Pixels? Why did you see this? You were still on the Sandler train.
I saw this with my family.
Oh.
This was a
it's another of those?
Yeah, I think this was a Christmas
movie. So you got railroaded is what you're saying.
Well, they probably said he likes Sandler.
Yeah, that's, you know.
Because he did when he was a 13-year-old doofus.
And it's
a video
game movie.
And
yeah.
And a video game movie. Yep. They're like, well, let's do him a favor and we'll pick this one.
And everyone's like, God, that was terrible. But at least it made Justin happy.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what
and
we
did
said
not
tonight.
Like it.
Nope.
I did not like it at the time either. I
no.
remember watching this and being like, wow, that was... not spectacular.
It's a little like the wizard in the beginning because they go to the video game tournament.
They start with it and don't end with it.
Yeah, we start with it.
First act video game tournament.
First act video game tournament. No third act Paris, but second act London. Mm-hmm. So that's a new one. Yeah, not very good. But if you want to listen.
What about you, Austin?
No,
you
I wouldn't
recommend it.
No.
Any reason?
No. I didn't find Sandler to be a very likable character.
Oh, yeah.
You mean,
me either.
You mean intentionally, or like you thought he wasn't very like...
Both. He just negs this woman, which I guess at the
that's
time...
That's his thing, though.
I know, he's
that's
just like
doing the dice thing.
Aren't you the snobbiest bitch I ever met?
You're so snobby.
My friend's President Donut. You're just a high-class military general with access to secret black tech for DARPA.
But I'm fresh... I'm best friends with President
I install
Donut.
Flat screens. Oh, this is one of my favorite lines of hers. You have so much training. Why don't you invent things instead of installing them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your skills.
What?
Yeah. You should invent technologies instead of installing technologies.
Because in 2014
because
or
you
whatever,
won a video game tournament
you can
ages.
Just Edison and come up with the next light bulb instead of the...
I mean, that's what she does. I think
true.
It's implied that that's what she that's
she
her
wants
job.
To come work for them.
Yeah.
But he doesn't show any skill inventing things.
No.
He just has outdated video game skills that don't even translate into modern video
it
games.
Does, but it translates into aiming guns and driving cars really
and
well.
Being sexy.
And being sexy as hell. Yeah, there's that scene where she walks into the ball. The end of the world ball,
the
apocalypse
the
ball.
Apocalypse dance.
Just like Kevin James is making
you
apocalypse
think,
cake with his wife.
You would think he would have learned his lesson with the cake, right?
Yeah.
Whenever the
maybe
media...
Maybe we shouldn't be
the
like,
media was like, the world's being invaded and he's dancing with his wife, baking a cake.
I thought that was a little insensitive too when I saw that. Yeah. But now we're at the apocalypse ball that breaks out into an orgy at midnight. She walks in and they're like, holy shit, she's gorgeous. And I'm like, yeah, she's like super hot and you put her in a nice dress.
Mm-hmm.
It cuts back to him and you're like, still cleaned up. He's Adam Sandler. The best, I will say. I've still seen Adam Sandler, other than The Wedding Singer, with his, like, nice hair. As Jill. Because he had makeup on and tried to look good.
Yeah.
And everyone in that movie was like, look how fucking hideous she is. And I'm like, comparatively, though, she's trying.
Yeah.
Between Jack and Jill... He's just Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
She's trying. She's doing her hair. She's putting some nice makeup on and some lipstick. She's got earrings. Like,
I get
the best Sandler's ever looked.
You're describing every Sandler. He's just Adam Sandler. She's
what about Airheads? Because in Airheads, he was the sexy one, remember?
He was. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll give him that. I mean, he's
in a movie with Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, he's I mean, you're not giving it to Buscemi.
No,
but yeah, he's standing next to 6'6" Brendan Fraser in tight leather jeans, and they're like, he's the gobbity goobity one. Yeah, how much do you want to bet he wrote that in back then? Even
I don't know. Why would he have so much sway even back then?
The charisma. He's got the riz, as they say. If you want to check out any of our other episodes, head over to podcasts.com and look us up under Fap Check. You can look up Amazeballs, which is our show where we talk about TV. We'll do anthology, sci-fi, horror, comedy, pretty much anything at this point. I've got some stuff I want to bring. I don't know about you guys. You've been keeping up with... I don't know.
I have stuff to bring.
Your weird TV spin-offs of movies or what? Oh, what do you got?
You'll have to wait and see.
Oh, I'm excited. On the list. And then check out What About Wrestling? Rare Nick sighting in person right before we watch the movie here at the studio tonight.
He wasn't here for What About Wrestling, though.
He wasn't. He was just here to hang out and watch some good old-fashioned unrecorded TV with us. Yeah, what do you think if we do like a podcast, but we don't record it and just hang out?
Yeah.
Have you seen that meme? And it's like, oh my god, guys discovered Friends.
Yeah.
There's that new A24 film that came out, Friendship.
It looks really good.
But I walked into the living room last night and I asked Justin if he wanted to find it. And he's like, why the fuck would I look up Friends?
Yeah, because that's what you said.
I said Friendship, but no, maybe I didn't say the ship part loud.
I heard Friends.
So and I'm like we
can watch Friends later. I'm like, why the hell?
With like Zoe and Josh and Rochelle. And we all know Friends.
That show.
Chandler. And no. No, don't want to watch any Friends. But we would on Patreon for Amazeballs.
Sure.
That's the only way I'm watching Friends. Justin, would you pull up our email? So, Josh, get your voice ready. Do some throat exercises here.
It's the part of the pod. That's where if we get an email, I will read it. We are currently up to zero.
The counter is only room
there
to grow.
There's only up for
room
here.
To grow. Let's see. We
I'll read junk mail.
This is fapcheck@gmail.com. That's fapcheck@gmail.com.
You send it, I'll read it.
We will.
It can be likes, comments, reviews,
recommendations.
Yeah. It can be...
Hate mail?
Sure.
A fan list?
It can be slash fic. About the movies we've read, or us and the characters from the movies we've read.
We'll read your letter.
Put Josh in a boner comedy, people.
Oh, God.
We'll read your letter begging us to stop, but we won't stop.
Guys, there's so much peer pressure to have sex before prom night. Let's form a pact to preserve our virginity. It's like the opposite of American Pie. The women are throwing themselves at us. Let's keep our V card. That's what it's called. Like the V boys or something.
The V boys. Oh my god.
Let's try this. anti-boner comedy movies. Yeah, that sounds wonderful. If you have some fiction and you want Josh to read it, send it in. Once again, fapcheck at email.com.
Too bad the Daily Wire just closed, because they would buy your anti-boner.
Oh, you know what? I'd sell it to them. They can have my anti-boner stuff. I've got enough like boner stuff on the back burner that this is the stuff I'll get rid of so I can make the real good stuff.
Because boners in movies attached to other things besides comedies?
Boner horrors, for sure.
Sure, sure. Boner thrillers?
Yeah, erotic.
Erotic thrillers.
Like boner neo-noir detectives?
Yeah.
Oh, sure, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
There can be a boner in any movie, Josh.
If you look hard enough.
You gonna change up your boner list or you're gonna have a different genre attached?
This year, boner courtroom dramas. Oh, I know that judge has a boner under
the
desk. We've
already watched one of those.
What one?
Devil's Advocate.
Oh, you're right. That was a boner courtroom drama. Wee. All right. Until next time, I'm Austin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Justin. Hey, guys. Have you seen